Charles River is a big part of Cambridge. From the boaters who use it daily to the runners and picnickers who sit and jog along the shore, it is a hub of recreational and environmental activity.
The Charles River has had a long history to become what it is today. The area around the river was originally a tidal wetland filled with brackish water. A dam was installed in 1912, creating what is known now as the Charles River Basin and eliminating the tidal influence.
The river slowly degraded due to neglect, bacteria levels skyrocketing. Dead fish were an everyday sight, and in 1995, the Charles River got a D rating from the United States Environmental Protection Agency.
But since then, local government and organizations have brought the conditions up to a much higher standard. The ratings have passed a B minus and are slowly climbing up with the goal of an A plus in mind.
The Charles River Conservancy, CRC, is one organization that focuses on improving the condition of the shore as well as the water.
Here at the Charles River Conservancy, we're advocates for the parklands along the Charles River.
Jason Lederer works at CRC as the director of projects along the river.
The parklands are owned by the Department of Conservation and Recreation, which is a Massachusetts state agency. And we work with them in partnership as advocates for the parklands, both for recreational use as well as ecological improvements along the river, so that it's really for the betterment of the community as a whole. The Charles River has actually dramatically improved really since 1995 when the Charles River itself became sort of a focus of EPA of this region as sort of a centerpiece, really a river that could be used as a model for how we can take a river that was really severely degraded from years of neglect and improve it to a state where it can become swimmable, fishable, boatable.
Today, the Charles River is a beautiful and fun environment. A section of Memorial Drive closes on Sundays from May to mid-November for people to enjoy the parklands that border the river. Many people in Cambridge are in love with this weekly occasion.
Being on the Charles River and seeing all the athletes makes me inspired.
I feel great about it.
I think that it's lovely. It's idyllic.
The Charles River is the border between Cambridge and Boston, but is much more as well. It's a place to have fun and relax, and part of what makes Cambridge, Cambridge.